Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you will be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 047 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on July 18th, 2011. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Well, before I go any farther, I want to send my condolences to my student Gary and his wife Ida on the passing of Ida's father. His death was expected as he was in the late stage of brain cancer, but that doesn't make the reality any easier. Hugo, I hope your kidney stone smashing went well this past week, and I'll see you Thursday unless I hear otherwise from you. Condolences and well wishes delivered. Now I can inquire how your guitar week was. Just back from vacation? Getting ready to go on one? Either way, unless you've been playing for a long time, be prepared to lose a little ground in speed and or technique. Don't let it throw you. More about this unsavory occurrence in the Take Notes segment. Anya and Anna are back from vacation. Yay! Welcome back, ladies. I trust you'll both be progressing well over the summer. Julia finished the first lesson book we began in September, well in advance of the time most students take, so congratulations on that. And aside from those things, my guitar week was quiet. I can't say that's a big surprise. It is summer. My student Tommy was in a show, singing and dancing, not playing guitar, and he's singing again tonight. So I had a guitar drought aside from working with my students. But hey, you know, it's that time of the year. I hope your playing is progressing well, and if you're struggling following a layoff, don't let that distract you, and check out the Take Notes segment a little bit later. Last week, the podcast was delayed from being distributed on iTunes for a couple of days, and iTunes and FeedBurner is now showing last week's episode, episode 046, as the first and only episode of the podcast, which is absolute hooey, we know, but I'm sure it had to do with the software upgrades I had to make after my iMac OS upgrade. Somehow my feed links were broken, and therefore the archives are no longer on iTunes or FeedBurner. I'm undecided at this point as to whether I should re-upload all the enclosures or not. It will be a lot of work, and everything is archived on the podcast page of guitartechniquetutor.com. In my iTunes, on my computer, all the episodes I didn't delete, which is all of them, are still there, and the new episode last week joined the others when I refreshed my podcast page. So if you have been a subscriber, you may not have noticed any difference in what you received by your podcatcher of choice. If you are new, you may find only this podcast, or rather last week's show, in iTunes or in the iTunes store and on FeedBurner. I'm sorry for that. This was an unavoidable problem. If I send the old episodes to iTunes and FeedBurner, I will let you know. Right now I have my hands full to overflowing, just trying to freshen up the website, which is a summer project, and get it done before the summer is over, hopefully before July is over, but that's a movable deadline. I'm not holding hard and fast to that. There's a lot of life intervening this summer, so I'll do what I can. I can't express my appreciation for your forbearance with these little tech glitches enough. I really do appreciate it. Oh, let's see, more about this week's show. There are three students in the spotlight. Dave emailed a question of the week about cleaning his fretboard in light of last week's information. And in the news is the passing of Travis Bean. And the Take Notes segment is about recovery time after a break. I hope you'll find these segments interesting or entertaining or educational or just something else you can file in your miscellaneous guitar knowledge. So with that said, let's move along to this week's Student Spotlight. In the warm glow of the Student Spotlight this week, there are 3.05 students. Arno and his thumb, which is 1.05, Julia and Lanny. Nice work, everybody. These students have been showing excellent application to what I have asked them to do, whether it is technique, whether it is an appropriate amount of practice time, whether it is where to put their thumb when they're playing, whether it's pick control, and they sort of span an array of levels. Most of my hyper-advanced students are away right now. Arno's playing a bit over a year, Julia's playing less than a year, and Lanny is a brand new student. So this is quite an array of student accomplishment level or playing level. And they're all showing tenacity and applying themselves well and consistently. You who have listened for a while know how frequently you hear these various names in the Student Spotlight. So kudos to those of you who can be consistent. Self-discipline is something to be prized, whether it is in terms of being a musician and doing what's necessary to do to excel, or whatever area of life it is that requires self-discipline, whether it's that you're an entrepreneur or work for yourself and get up and put in full days every day at work, or whether it's that you're a student and you apply yourself and learn and study and excel, or whether you're an athlete, or just about every realm of life requires a certain amount of self-discipline. So kudos, kudos, kudos to one and all, even to Arno's thumb. That's it for this week's Spotlight. Let's move on to the question of the week. This week's question of the week came in from Dave by email. His question is, I didn't know I'm supposed to clean my fretboard until I heard last week's show. Can you tell me what to do? Thank you, Dave. The answer is yes and no. The first thing I would say is, unless you have a hobby of woodworking, let a pro or guitar-playing friend who customarily cleans their fretboards do it. If you are able to observe how it's done and thoroughly understand, you can consider going for it next time. Of course, you can watch a video. Just be sure it's reliable. I would advise you to look for videos from guitar makers rather than whoever. Whoever may have invented something that could be detrimental to your axe. There's no way to know it's totally reliable unless someone you know who does clean their fretboards successfully affirms that it is legitimate information. So always proceed carefully when you see videos online. Oils are generally used for wood fretboards. Linseed oil and lemon oil, I would say, are probably the most common. It's a matter of taste, tradition, and what wood you are cleaning. I believe, but I am not certain, that ebony fretboards are not necessarily treated the same as other wood, but I could be mistaken about that. I do not clean my own fretboards. I know how to do it, but I let people who know how to do it better than I do it. Be sure your luthier isn't just some guy a guitar store hired and taught how to change strings. You want to be careful here. This is not a string change. They're applying product to your fretboard. They may be cleaning your fretboard with steel wool or something else, and you want to be absolutely certain the person who touches your fretboard knows what they're doing. A lot of people use WD-40. Yes, that strange thing that we all can't live without, on composite fretboards. I don't know that it's the recommended product or not. Again, a reliable luthier will know exactly what to do for your particular guitar's neck. I do recommend doing a mini cleaning every time you play. Take a soft cloth and run it under the strings for the length of the fretboard. If you can spare a few minutes, try to manipulate and press it just above the frets to get out any debris left immediately after you're playing the playing that you've just done. This has been something I have done since my first quote-unquote good guitar, and my guitar techs don't have to resurrect my fretboards ever. They're generally clean. They just need some conditioning. They dry out a little bit from perspiration, so they need the moisture that a good oil gives them. And as I mentioned last week, I do not own any composite fretboard guitars, so I'm talking about my personal experiences with wood. Generally, do not rush into this, Dave. If you do want to give it a try, use an old guitar that isn't your baby. And be careful to get the oil or WD-40 off quickly. You're not going to have it soak into the wood for any significant amount of time. You may do that with a fretboard treatment product after cleaning. The reason you want to keep your fretboard clean, especially if you have a wooden fretboard, is that the debris and general gunk that builds up near the frets can actually begin to rot the wood of your fretboard over time. And then you have a major repair or a replacement of a guitar that you're going to be looking at. And you don't want to have to do that, because we know in the case of an acoustic instrument, it only gets better with age. So you want to avoid your neck rotting. Excuse me, your fretboard rotting. Composite is impervious to rot, but if enough schmutz accumulates, your fretting will actually become impaired. So this is something you want to definitely do. In case it isn't obvious, clean the neck at a time concurrent with a string change. It's the old two birds adage, because the strings have to come off or get so loosened cleaning the neck that or the fretboard that it's not really worth retightening them. You want to just put on fresh strings. Thank you so much for your question, Dave. A Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick is on its way to you. If you have a question for me, for the question of the week, please do email it to guitartechnique@gmail.com. And if I use your question, I will be delighted to contact you and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for your trouble. Okay, that's it for today. As far as the question of the week goes, let's move on to this week's news. In the news this week, well, actually last week, is that legendary luthier Travis Bean passed away on July 10th at the age of 64 after a long battle with cancer. Bean was known for producing guitars with a distinct sound, thanks to their aluminum necks, which allowed for a much longer sustain than most wooden necks. Now, here's a case of someone who was completely innovative with the way they built guitars. Bean's instruments were played by many well-known guitarists, including Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth, Jerry Garcia, Keith Levine from Public Image Limited, Slash, Ron Wood, and Keith Richards. He launched his own business, Travis Bean Guitars, in 1975, and after being introduced to the trade by another legend, Gary Kramer. A documentary about Bean's guitars has long been in the works. The film is titled Sustain, released a trailer in 2009 and began taking donations to help fund the completion of the film. I would recommend, if you're interested in knowing a little more about Travis Bean to look up his obituary online. I know it's a little morbid, but you can learn about, especially if you're a young aspiring guitar builder, what you should Google is Clifford Travis Bean. That's his full name. You know, he's just another in a spate of recent luthier deaths, which is unfortunate. You know, the old guard is slowly passing away, and I know we have some young, great, innovative guitar builders, but it's sad. In April, Jimmy Foster of Foster Guitars died. In December, it was Lorenzo Pimentel of the Pimentel Guitar Company. Last August, it was Phil Petillo for Petillo Masterpiece Guitars. And in February 2010, prominent guitar maker Taku Sakashta was murdered in California. Guitarists will miss them all. So if your budget allows you to purchase fine instruments, you may want to look to individually handcrafted guitars as opposed to the big brand name guitars that are pricey. I mean, I love Taylor, Martin, Breedlove, Froggy Bottom, on and on. And if I didn't mention your guitar company, it's not on purpose. I'm just mentioning the ones that just popped to my mind right now, early on a Monday morning. But if you are making a serious investment in an instrument, I would recommend don't do it quickly and take a look at and play the instruments of independent fine instrument builders, and you may find something that's just extraordinary out there. I'm sure you will if you pull and play the guitars of the great builders. With this all said, and on that sad note about losing all those great luthiers, let's move along to this week's Take Note segment. Topic this week is about recovery. It's an ambiguous word, that's why I chose it. My brand new student, Amber, returned from being away for a few days, and she had just had her first lesson a day or two before she went. When we scheduled her first lesson, the family didn't have plans to be away. Had I known they were going to go, I would have, and always do recommend, that a student wait until they have returned from traveling to start their lessons. Otherwise, the predictable loss of information and coordination that occurs as a natural course may be utterly discouraging. Amber lost a little ground. She had just the tiniest hint of a foundation, and then that very new experience was interrupted. Whether you've been playing a week or a year, if you take any significant time away from practicing, whether you travel or just don't practice for whatever reason at home, you too will lose ground. If you are a very new player, and surprisingly enough, if you have been playing for a very long time, you will notice the decline in your technique or ability more than the casual, passive person who has played for a couple of years and just picks up the guitar whenever he or she feels like it. I'm not saying the casual player isn't going to lose ground. Of course they will, but because of their passive attitude and irregular playing, they may not even notice it. Okay, we have determined you're going to lose some ground. How in the world do you get it back? Plan on it taking at least twice as long as your break to recover. And that's a generalization. Some bounce back a little sooner, some take a bit longer. My best counsel is to deal with the change maturely. I know that's a hard word for some of us, but maturity factors in here. Approach your practice following a break with a tight focus on technique rather than nuances. If your pick control or speed have changed noticeably or measurably, those are the things you should spend more of your practice time with during recovery mode. Go back to exercises and studies that assisted you in reaching the level of technique mastery you already had before your break. There's no shame in covering old ground. If playing Kreutzer etudes backwards is how your pick and right-hand finger control became masterful, or if doing all your speed studies with a metronome in a pitch-black room was how your speed increased in the past, do it again. It makes sense. If you're a guitarist who has been playing for less than a year, back up to what you were working on a month ago. You may think you already know and have, quote, already played that stuff. But when you return to older music, you will be able to detect whatever technical aspect of your playing has changed. If you have taken my advice and recorded yourself practicing at least once a month, you will have a great archive of your past achievements, and your discernment about what extra work you need to be done will be very sharp, and you will be very accurate as to what you determine you need to spend a little extra time on. You guitarists who have been playing forever, like me, know your own technique, speed, agility, strength, etc. Your fine motor skills are at a very high, precise level, and although others may not hear any decline in your playing after you've taken a break, you can feel it and perceive it. The great pianist Vladimir Horowitz is quoted as having said this: "If I don't practice for a day, I know it. If I don't practice for 2 days, my wife knows it. If I don't practice for 3 days, the world knows it." That's really how it is. My more elite students know, I will know, if they have had an interruption in their practice routine, even if they don't tell me. They can't deny it because their playing is generally so consistent. When an inconsistency pops up, it can only be attributed to an injury or an interruption in how much time they are putting in. And if it's an injury, they call me immediately, even if it's 2 a.m. Fortunately, injuries don't happen very often. So I've said all this in order to wish you to have a great vacation if you're taking one, but don't let it throw you that when you're back and return, your playing may not be where you left it. It's almost a guarantee. So be mature about it. Just suck it up. Get back to the nitty-gritty nuts and bolts of the way you master your technique, and everything will be fine. Just plan to have a few weeks or a few days, depending on how much time you spent in recovery mode. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 047. So let's move along to the outro. I hope I've gotten a handle on the small tech issues that have plagued the RSS distribution of this show and show notes since the mega software upgrade. If not, rest assured, I will. In the meantime, all episodes and show notes are on the podcast page at guitartechniquetutor.com. Speaking of guitartechniquetutor.com, it is undergoing its usual summer overhaul. I hope to have it done by the end of this month, but it may run into August. Some time-consuming personal things have cropped up to be done during the summer, so my time not teaching is a little less free than I thought it would be. We'll get there in the end. Congratulations, Arno and your thumb, Julia and Lanny, for good work and applying yourselves consistently this past week. There is no substitute for it. If you're not experienced, have a luthier or an experienced friend clean the fretboard of your guitar, depending upon how much you play. Annually or semi-annually is about right. A lot of guitar builders left us this past year, most recently Travis Bean. Don't be unrealistic if you take time off this summer or any time. You will lose some speed, dexterity, power, and maybe even your calluses. Expect it. Don't allow it to deflate or quench your enthusiasm. You don't expect to bounce back from a cold in one day. Neither should you expect to bounce back from a break in practicing. Students and valued listeners, thank you once again for spending some time with me on this podcast and for joining me for episode 047 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in this week's show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled the traditional way, guitartechniquetutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I tweet to update anyone following me and retweet what I think is interesting. On my homepage and on the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and/or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle Brook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.